You're listening to the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for Monday, November 12th, 2007. This is episode 56, and I'm your host, Scott Allen Miller. Welcome to the show.
One day I'll find a place to look, and I'll see the chances that I took. As I'm moving closer to the sun, and I'm passing clouds by one. One day I'll find a word to say, I'll think of you some more each day. As I tell all my secrets to my guitar, when I'm looking for answers to where we are. One day I'll find a place to go. One day I'll find a place I'll know. And I know that it will always be the same old way. Nothing's ever gonna change. So don't you try and give it away. Don't leave me down. One day I'll find a place to go. I'll play my songs to a girl I know. So I'll lead the way if you follow me. So I've seen the places you want to see. One day I'll find a place to go. One day I'll find a place I'll know. And I know that it will always be the same old way. And nothing's ever gonna change. So don't you try and give it away. Don't leave me down. One day I'll find a place to look, and I'll see the chances that I took. As I'm moving closer to the sun, and I'm passing clouds by one. And I tell all my secrets to my guitar, when I'm looking for answers to where we are. As I want the world to know my name, that's all I need from you now each day. Cause I tell all my secrets to my guitar. Cause I tell all my secrets to my guitar. Cause I tell all my secrets to my guitar. Cause I tell all my secrets to my guitar. Cause I tell all my secrets to my guitar.
Well, it's been rather a significant hiatus since the last time we did the SGL podcast. It's actually been several months. I believe it was May, the last when we did episode 55 with Dominic and I in Disney World. And I have to apologize. We really meant to do a second Disney World podcast. We were there for a weekend. We did the one episode. It was great. We got a lot of great feedback. We were so busy, and we had such a short time in Disney World, we never got a chance to do the second episode. And then we came back to New Jersey, and we just have been so busy. Dominica is doing a second bachelor's degree. I am doing a master's degree. And it's been just more than we could do to get the show together. And now it's been quite some time, but I'm very glad to be back and doing the show again. I'm very excited, and I'm very grateful that those of you who are still listening are back and checking out the show and have been looking for us all this time. There's been, obviously, lots of changes since the last time we did the show. We are still in Newark, New Jersey, here in the renaissance of Newark as downtown begins to rebuild itself. I'm doing the show again from my living room here. I have a bit more of a studio than I did the last time. I have this is pretty cool. I have three 20.1-inch 1600 by 1200 monitors wrapped around me, which is pretty cool. I have just all kinds of stuff going on that I can watch. And working at my new office is really great. And Dominica has a dual screen setup now for hers as well. But I still have this this great view of Upper Manhattan and the Empire State Building and all that from here, which is really cool. Daylight savings time, of course, just changed 2 weeks ago, and so we're here in the dark as it always is during the later part of the year. And so we're enjoying that change now, I guess. We made it through the big second change of daylight savings time after the United States changed when daylight savings time occurred, and that seemed to have gone with a pretty minor incident. So we're very happy for that. The big news, obviously, here in Newark is about 2 weeks ago, I believe 2 weeks ago today, actually, the new Prudential Center, the giant arena right here in downtown Newark, has opened and has been incredibly busy every single day since then. The biggest headliner has been Bon Jovi has been here for 10 days, and they've had sellout crowds every single day, which is really cool. And on the nights that they weren't performing, we had the New Jersey Devils professional NHL hockey team has been playing. This is their new home here at the Prudential Center, and they've been bringing in some pretty big crowds of, I assume, their fans wanting to come in and check out the new arena because it's supposed to be really something. I have not had a chance to get over there and see it yet. I've walked by on the outside. It's a gorgeous structure. And let me tell you, Newark is doing a wonderful job getting the people able to make it to the arena from anywhere. It's really, really cool. If you come in from Manhattan or from Long Island, you come in on New Jersey Transit or the PATH coming in from Manhattan, you come into Newark's Penn Station, you just walk right through Penn Station, right through the Gateway Center, which brings you several blocks indoors through what's really kind of like a walking mall. It's office buildings, but lots of restaurants and little shopping areas, and they have it very well set up with people who are guiding you through, just in case you're going to get lost in this straight hallway, telling you how to get to the events. And then they hand out maps. You come out the door of the Gateway Center, and the Prudential Center is diagonally to your left. You couldn't possibly be any closer. You're closer than some of the people parking, actually. And the police presence down by the Prudential Center is really impressive. There's cops on every corner, mostly directing traffic, but this is, downtown Newark is not the safest of neighborhoods, and they're keeping the area very safe. So that's very cool. And for people coming in from the west, coming in from New Jersey itself, come into on Jersey Transit to the Broad Street Station, which is a little bit northwest of the Prudential Center, and they have the light rail, which brings people down between Broad Street and Penn Station, so you kind of have this hookup that's really, really simple. No matter what station you're at, you can always get to the other one. But if you're up at Broad Street, they also have the city buses designated just for going between Broad Street and the Prudential Center, so you just get off the train, get right onto a bus, and they take you right down to the events. So it's very, very simple. No matter where you're coming in from, it is easy to get to the Prudential Center. So they've done a great job with that, and we're looking for good things to come from that. I'm hoping Dominica will do a show with me soon, and we can kind of discuss the Newark Renaissance and what's going on with that. But we can really, from where we are here in downtown Newark, we can see the Prudential Center, actually from where I'm sitting, and we've seen a huge change just on the streets around where we live over the last 2 weeks. At midnight, you used to be able to go out and it would be deserted streets, and it was kind of scary to be outside. And people we know have been attacked directly in front of the building. It would be absolutely normal for me to go out and walk Oreo, and there would be between 5 and 10 homeless people on the street that we would actually have to walk around or avoid, or feel uncomfortable that they were watching us or whatever. And there was, lots of homeless who were, no problem at all sleeping in parking lots or whatever. But just the parking lot directly next to us had about 5 or 6 people who slept in it every night. And they actually had cardboard beds that were all prepared there. And that has completely changed. These deserted streets now at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night may have 200 or 300 people on them, literally. 3 or 4 people wide stretched down the sidewalk waiting to get coffee or waiting to get into a parking lot to get their cars to leave the events and stuff. So it's a completely different feel. The streets are lit up. There's people out there all the time. It is absolutely safe. The seedy underbelly of Newark is all but hidden in this area. So from where we are on Military Park, all the way down to the Prudential Center is like this swath of very well controlled, very safe, easy to get around any time, day or night now. So it's not all fixed yet, but it's a huge improvement. So we're really excited about that, and that's been just a huge change here over the last couple of weeks. There's been just so much since the last show. I really don't know where to start. It's kind of tough to pick up after this long of a break. One thing I need to mention, that song we played at the beginning was High Child with I Tell All My Secrets to My Guitar. And as always, this has not changed. All of our music here is brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network, which you can check out yourself at music.podshow.com. Thanks to them for providing just tons and tons of excellent music that we're able to play on here. I really appreciate the service that they provide, and I think our listeners really appreciate it. I just recently, Dominica got a second generation Apple iPod Nano, and she liked it so much, which is, this is horrible, we've been big anti-iPod people for a long time, but it came in pink, and it was the only, she collects pink electronics, and the second generation had this gorgeous pink metallic iPod Nano that was perfect, and we got it just to keep in the car so that we could have it all loaded up in the car for her, which of course is not in the car now. That was just a plan. She likes it and uses it for everything, so now she carries it around everywhere instead of her Creative, which we really like her Creative M, the Zen Vision M, because it's great for when she wants to watch videos, and it's really flexible, and it stores a ton of stuff, 30 gig, and her Nano is only, I believe, a 4 gig, but she has it loaded up with music, and it's a little bit handier for audiobooks, because it's a lot smaller. So we've really kind of learned that the MP3 thing is such a huge part of our lives, and I hate using the term MP3, the portable digital player thing is such a big part of our lives that it really does make sense to have different types of players for different situations. We both have the big video players, the M and the W, and then now we each have the iPods as well. After she got her second generation, she liked it, and so she decided that I needed one too. So she went out and got me a third generation iPod Nano. It's green, and it's really cool because it's tiny, but it has this little itty-bitty screen, and it plays videos. So that's really cool that you can watch video on this really small device, and I really like that. So anyway, now that I have that and I'm carrying it to work, and I'm working on Wall Street now, which is a change. There's so many things since the last show, I don't even know where to start. I'm on Wall Street now, and so I'm commuting by train and on foot instead of in the car. So it used to be I could have a big bulky media player in the car, and that didn't make any difference because I wasn't carrying it, but now everything I carry has to be on me for 45 minutes each way each day, and often on lunch I walk for about half an hour, so having something really, really tiny and light made a lot of sense. So we have the iPod. I loaded it up with all the music that we've done here on the show, which is actually quite a bit of music. It's surprising. I just went back recently and looked at all the different songs, and there's a lot there. But what I've really realized is, you know, the music that we're getting here from the PodSafe Music Network, these artists who have gone out and said, you know, here's this music to play for free on podcast. They want to get their message out there. They want people to hear them. This music, these artists are awesome. I mean, there's a ton of music we're not playing. Obviously, hundreds of thousands of songs that we pass over and choose not to play, some because they don't match our style, some because we don't think they're very good. But, you know, the ones we're picking out here, I am really impressed. You know, going back and listening to them, this is some of my favorite music, and I own a lot of music. I was a music major in college. I've collected CDs since I was 12. I've been into music for a long time. So for this to be some of my favorite music, I'm very happy with how well that's turning out. So I'm excited about that. And I really enjoy now that I carry it with me and I kind of get to be connected to the podcast a little bit more. And it's made me a little bit more, I think, diligent about coming back and doing the show now over the last week, realizing what an impact this has had just for me, and I hope for those of you as well. Tying in with that a little bit, I just recently discovered, and this is new, that Amazon, Amazon.com, the big shopping site, has MP3 downloads now for sale. And everyone's going to say, yeah, there's a ton of places that have, you know, this stuff, and it's been around iTunes, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the thing that's great about Amazon, one, it's Amazon. I trust them, big service, easy to deal with, everything's simple. You know, I've used them for years. I feel very comfortable with them. Two, the music is inexpensive. iTunes is typically 99 cents for the low-quality lockdown. You don't get to really own it. You just kind of lease it from them stuff, special formats and DRM and all that stuff. And then if you want the higher quality stuff, that actually higher quality plus no DRM, you have to pay like $1.29 or something like that, and it's only certain songs. On Amazon, it does vary, but it's about 89 cents for an average song. There are some at 99 cents, but all of them are really high bandwidth MP3s, no DRM. You own these songs. You buy them, they are yours, same as buying a CD or whatever. There's no tricks to it. It's not they're not trying to, you know, get you to download it and then have this whole system set up so that, oh, your laptop that you've stored it on died, and you have no way to back it up, and your iPod died, and now what do you do? Well, now you have to buy it again. That's not how it works with the Amazon. Just, you know, make a copy, keep it somewhere safe, and when your computer dies, you can reload it. That they're just normal files like anything else. So I'm very excited about that. So as soon as that service was available, I logged on, and I've been using it extensively, kind of because I want to support first of all, I want to support artists that I like, but I want to support Amazon and show that there really is a market for high-quality MP3s being available to the public without DRM, because I'm absolutely unwilling to buy any products with DRM on them because I don't really own them. I don't like the idea of spending money to lease a product, especially if I'm spending a lot of money, like $1.29 on a song. So I went and I've gotten tons of this, and I've put it on my iPod, and there's a lot of great music out there, so I've been really enjoying that. But one of the things I've found is that a lot of the artists we've played here have albums for sale on Amazon MP3. So, for example, Katie Weir, who is one of my favorite artists that we've played. We've played of hers Daddy Was a Lake and Mini Ha Ha, but we have some more of her that we're going to play hopefully sometime in the next few months. But her album that those songs are from was available, and so I went and bought that, and it's just loaded with great stuff. So, you know, this site, this podcast let me discover a new artist that I really enjoy, and then I was able to go and get her album from Amazon, because I find that a lot more convenient than getting CDs these days, because storage of CDs is a huge problem. It was just great. I just really enjoyed that, and I thought it was kind of cool how it all tied back in together, and it was kind of this cool chain of events. So the last thing I'm going to say before we go to our second song, coming up in less than a week, actually in just 5 days, Dominic and I are traveling to the United Kingdom. This is our first time for both of us, I should say for either of us, to leave North America. We've both been throughout the United States, quite a bit of Canada, both growing up in northeastern U.S., being very close to the Canadian border. We're kind of used to the, you know, going to Canada, going, you know, outside the country kind of stuff. But neither of us have ever been to Europe or anything like that. And so we're very excited. We're going to the U.K. for 10 days. We're leaving this coming Friday night, late. We're flying out. It's a very long trip. It's about 7.5 hours, I believe, on the plane. We'll be arriving early in the morning, 5 hours time difference. So if you figure it out, it's about 12 hours altogether. We're going to be arriving early in the morning in London at Heathrow Airport. That's Saturday morning for the weekend. We're running up to Stratford on Avon, and we are hanging out there just for the weekend. We have no plans. We're just relaxing, taking in the British countryside, and we really didn't want to go to Stratford because it's a big tourist destination, but we had some problems getting out. We wanted to go out to the Cotswolds, where it's much more rural and much less touristy this time of year, and been a little bit more relaxing. But we had some reservations, and they accidentally overbooked, and we had problems finding a place that either wasn't full or could take reservations for people who'd never been there and didn't know how to find them. So Stratford is a big tourist destination, but still in the country, supposed to be very cool. So downside tourist, but upside a lot easier to deal with logistically. So we're very excited about that. 2 days there. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, which is the 19th to the 21st, I'm going to be working in London on Canary Wharf, which is the financial district there in England, the second tallest building in the country, which is pretty cool. I'll be there for 3 days. Dominica is going to be sightseeing and taking pictures and videos and stuff while I'm doing that. And then on Thursday, which is Thanksgiving, unfortunately, we are missing the gang's annual Nick Tahoe's run for Thanksgiving, which is awful, but we are traveling by train that day from London up through England. We're going to see the length north-south of England, pretty much, and then just a little bit of the Scottish lowlands in the southwest. We're going to catch a ferry from Scotland. It's going to take us over to Belfast in Northern Ireland, which is, for those who don't know, Northern Ireland is part of the UK, with England and Scotland and Wales, and then the rest of Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, is just south of there and is the bulk of the Irish island, but Belfast is part of Northern Ireland, so we're never actually leaving the UK. We're not going into Ireland proper, even though we will be on the island of Ireland. So we're going to be in Belfast Thursday night, and then all day Friday. I'm actually going to be working from White Star House, which is the building where they did a lot of the construction of the Titanic, which was White Star Lines, which is hence the name White Star House. I'll be working from there on Friday, and then Saturday morning we are catching the ferry back over to Scotland and the train back down, and we're just going to stay at that point. We're going to come down to London, but we're going to stay right at Heathrow just because we're going to be exhausted and we need to catch a flight back to the States. So it's going to be 10 days, and we'll be back on the 25th, middle of the afternoon. We'll be back in New Jersey. And so we're very excited, and so we're playing all British music this week to kind of tie it in, and we're really hoping, I'm not making any promises because we saw how this went with Disney World, but I'm really hoping that Dominica and I are going to be able to do the show while we're on the trip. She has a brand new laptop, a lot more powerful than what we've used in the past, although we're running Windows Vista on it, and we've had some bugs that we're still trying to work out. But we're really hoping that we're going to have some time to do the show from there. And if you thought the Disney World shows have been cool, I'm guessing that UK shows are going to be really, really cool because we're going to be unbelievably excited. I mean, Disney, we get excited, but this, we're going to be crazy excited. So we're really looking forward to that. So on that note, for our middle of the show song, we're going to play Ken Campbell. This is Tune for November, which is great because Ken Campbell is a British artist, and it's November, so enjoy.
When the wind backs around to the north in November, wild geese go ganging out to sea. There's snow on the wind and it's ever been the same, but that north wind don't even know my name. That north wind don't even know my name. Long time ago I had a pretty little woman with pretty ways and silver on her tongue. But that winter wind came prowling and that pretty girl did go. She found a man whose house was snug and warm, a man whose house was warm in the wind and snow. When the wind backs around to the north in November, and wild geese go ganging out to sea, there's snow on the wind and it's ever been the same. That north wind don't even know my name. That north wind don't even know my name. And now that he's come round, there's another kind of woman. She's got no teeth and eyes and a tongue still. And she likes the snowflakes falling and she doesn't mind the rain. And she knows what's in her heart like she knows a name. She knows what's in her heart like she knows her name. I'll build her a house of the winds of November, shingled with the sun upon the shore. And the wind shall be her blanket and the rain will be her door. The pine for her pillow and her floor. The pine for her pillow and her floor. When the wind backs around to the north in November, wild geese go ganging out to sea. There's snow on the wind and it's ever been the same, but that north wind don't even know my name. That north wind don't even know my name.
All right, we're back. Boy, we had a great Halloween just a couple weeks ago, I guess a week and a half ago. We had a really cool Halloween party here at our building at 1180 in downtown Newark, which was a lot of fun. A lot of people showed up. I was really impressed with the turnout for that, and everybody got dressed up, which is really cool. And we got about 45 pictures of that. Not as many variety pictures as one would hope. We had a couple cameras with us. But the pictures from the little codec didn't really turn out. The Nikon D50 with this big speedlight flash on it took some amazing pictures. So the ones from that turned out pretty well. I took about 60 or 70 pictures. There's about 45 or a little bit less that turned out well enough that I posted them up on the Flickr feed. But there's, you know, tons of pictures of Oreo and Luna, the dogs in costume. Oreo was Harry Potter, and he was adorable. In some of the pictures, he has goggles on for glasses, and he has the lightning bolt scar on his forehead, and his little Hogwarts uniform. Very, very cute. And he ended up winning the dog costume contest, as he's a very serious contender in any canine costume contest. He takes his costuming very seriously. He went on the next day to win the overall best doggy costume at Doggy Paradise, his daycare, and he was very, very happy about that. He got prizes from both places, and he was just very excited. He loves it. So that was very, very cool for us. So if you want to check out those pictures, hit the Flickr feed, and I think it's the top right grouping of pictures is the 1180 Halloween party. So there's some cute pictures there. Boy, there's just been so many changes. I don't want to just take up a whole bunch of time, you know, trying to catch everyone up. I'm actually hoping that we can do some more shows this week, but we'll see what happens. And I'm really hoping that we have a number of new listeners with this. You know, we've been living in Newark now for over a year, and we know a lot of people here in the area, and we've settled into the whole New York metro completely differently than we did before. We were kind of outsiders for a while. We had just moved down early in 2006, and Dominica came down after I did, so it's been a period of adjustment here, but we're doing pretty well, and now we know a lot of people down here, so we'll see how the listenership changes after this. But I think I've hit as much as I'm daring to do today, so I'm just excited to be back, and I hope that everyone continues to listen and comes back soon. I'm actually stuck working. It's almost 1 a.m. On November 12th. I'm stuck doing some work, and in the morning I've got to be up early because the MIT United Nations One Laptop Per Child, the OLPC, the $100 laptop, as a lot of people like to call it, it's actually known as the XO, goes on sale at 6 a.m. this morning, and we are hoping to get one. So we will see. I have to be up in 4 hours to be ready to get that, and then heading into Wall Street tomorrow. So I'm going to wrap this show up. Now, I know I said we were going to play UK artist for the whole week, but this last one, it's Celtic flavored, but it's not actually a British artist. I know that they're Canadian, but in many ways we're celebrating the greater British influence around the world. This is Dust Rhinos. We did a show recently with them and did three of their songs, and I had a few more that I wanted to do, and it just seemed like it would work well today. So we're doing Dust Rhinos, Mary Mac. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you come back soon. Hope you enjoyed our show, and if you're a new listener, it gets better than this. I'm just getting back into the swing of things, so thanks for coming in.
There is a little girl and her name is Mary Mac. Now make no mistake, she's a girl I'm gonna track. For there's lots of other fellas try to get up on her track, but I'm thinking that they'll have to get up early.
Hey, Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for my Mary to take care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac.
Now this little lass, she's got a lot of class. Well, she got a lot of brass. Father thinks that I'm a gas, so it'd be a silly ass if I let them out of pass. Father says she suits me really fairly.
Hey, Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for my Mary to take care of me.
Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry.